There are quite a number of things that we've done and which we intend to do. One of them, we finish demarcation of the new boundaries. As you know, the new constitution has moved the number of constituencies from 210 to 290. And we've also done demarcation of the county wards, which will be 1,450. So in the next week, around 20th, what we'll do is go to the constituencies and have a validation for the polling stations. As you know, because of the number, the new numbers of the constituencies, the polling stations also, some of them will shift. But of course, there are problems, as you know, in Tana and elsewhere. So we want to discuss with the communities where they think best the polling stations should be before we gazette. We've also finished recruiting of the additional 18 new constituency election coordinators. As you know, currently we have 210. We're going to have 290. So we expect them to be on board by the 1st of October to be trained and to be brought to the level of the other constituency election coordinators.
Will the commission launch an education campaign to educate Kenyans about the need to remain peaceful, about the need to comport themselves in the run-up during and after the election?
Yes. What we've done basically is to begin the voter education. But you know, voter education, we are preparing people first for them to understand what the constitution entails. For the first time, we shall be going to the ballot box. People will vote six times. They will vote for the president. They will vote for representatives in the House and also for the Senate. We're going back to the bicameral system. There will be a governor of the county. There will be a woman rep. And there will be a county representative. And all the ballot papers will have to be cast from 6 to 5 in the evening on the same day, on the 4th of March next year. And secondly, we are also hoping, once we finish with the biometric, we are negotiating with the government to government for the procurement of biometric voter registration kits. So they've already signed an agreement, and we are hoping that the kits will be in time for us to begin voter registration by the end of October.
Some parliamentarians have expressed concern about what they call two centers of power in the electoral body. How is the commission trying to address this concern? Because they've raised this a number of times in parliament.
You know very well that this is an issue that was there during the time of the interim independent electoral commission. The commissioners who are now 8 plus the chairman, 9 are full-time. We have a secretariat. We were given the mandate to recruit a secretariat. The act that created IEBC is very clear in terms of the role of the commissioners, the chair, and also of the secretariat. The issue that brought all these, what you are hearing, what you're reading in the papers, really had to do with who has the right to decide on procurement issues. Now, in this country, we have a procurement authority. There is an act, a Procurement Authority Act, that clearly spells out the role of management vis-a-vis the role of the commissioners. The role of the commissioners really is the policy and oversight. And therefore, unfortunately, in this country, the buck stops with the commissioners. If anything goes wrong, a decision is made, and which is supposed to be made by management over procurement issues, it is the commissioners who have to take that responsibility. And yet, commissioners don't have the power to interfere with that process, with that system. And therefore, it appears like there's a struggle between commissioners and the secretariat, which is management. But I think there's an over-exaggeration in terms of this push and pull. We're working as a team. In fact, today we were in Ngong launching and opening the ballot papers, distributing them, getting ready for the elections, which will begin tomorrow at 6 in the morning, the by-elections.